Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Family and friends of dozens of students from Sacramento, California have made a desperate plea for help to ensure their loved ones stuck in Afghanistan return home safely. American leaders made the tactical decision to leave Americans behind with the fall of Kabul, Afghanistan. Officials with the San Juan Unified School District in Sacramento confirmed a total of 29 students are stuck in Afghanistan. In addition, dozens of students from El Cajon, a suburb east of San Diego, were also stranded in Afghanistan. The National Weather Service recorded 3.15 inches of rain in Central Park in 1 hour overnight. The remnants of Hurricane Ida continue to create havoc in the Northeast over the past 24 hours. Heavy winds, drenching rains, and at least one tornado also battered Pennsylvania and New Jersey, collapsing the roof of a U.S. Postal Service building and threatening to overrun a dam east of Pittsburgh. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Heartbeat Act in Texas bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The legislation is a voice for the most vulnerable in our nation, the unborn child. The CDC says nearly 620,000 abortions took place in 2018 nationwide. The Supreme Court of the United States, in a late-night vote Wednesday, ruled 5-4 to keep the Texas law in place. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the Supreme Court had, quote, delivered catastrophe to women in Texas, end quote. There's a new variant of the coronavirus. Dan Naraki has more.
The World Health Organization has identified another coronavirus variant of interest. The B1.621 variant, known as the Mu variant, was first identified in Colombia in January and has since been seen in 39 countries. The WHO says that Mu has mutations that may evade the protections of the current vaccines. There have only been a few larger outbreaks of Mu, mostly in Colombia and Ecuador. The WHO says that further study of the variant is needed to fully understand its characteristics.
We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The remnants of Hurricane Ida flooded mid-Atlantic states overnight. Powerful winds and torrential downpour caused major travel disruptions across the region and prompted a flash flood emergency to be issued for the first time ever in New York City. New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul tells CNN this isn't their first rodeo.
You cannot prevent the scale of something like this, but the answer is how you prepare in advance and how you respond. And New York is prepared for this. We have had so many events, from Superstorm Sandy to Tropical Storm Irene to countless events. We deal with flooding all the time in this state. And so we have the assets. We deployed them early enough. So we stand ready to help in any community that lets the state of New York know. We're also contacting people proactively. They tell us where you need our help. So we'll always do an after-action report to find out if any of the systems broke down in the process. And I want to know that answer in case it did. But in the meantime, there's just some things you can't control, and that would be Mother Nature.
Private missions to orbit, like the All-Civilian Inspiration 4 launching later this month, are opening up access to people who haven't been there before. The influx of space taxis shows that investors are still interested in the growing industry and see relatively young companies as earning funding money. A report released in July from Space Capital said $9.9 billion was invested in all space companies, not just startups, during the second quarter of 2021. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And we're committed to doing it one citizen at a time, an activated citizen, because this is what makes the concept that our founding fathers had in mind about we the people. We had to be a moral people, first of all. And that was job one, is that we had to be connected to God so that we could maintain morality. As our founding fathers said, that our Constitution was designed for a moral people. And we wonder what's going on with this country today and why our constitutional rights seem to be imploding on each other. We've turned our back on God. I'll just give it to you straight. Okay, this is what's happened. This country has turned its back on God. It is in chaos. And it's wondering, at least some people are wondering, and which I think is a good thing, you know, what is going on? You're starting to ask questions. And that's where it all begins. You start asking, not necessarily, maybe you can ask why, as Jeff Kemp said, that kind of makes you the victim. But what? You know, what is going on? And that puts you in a position, in a better profile position, because as we know, the culture wants us all to be victims. If we're all victims, then it's not our fault. It's not our responsibility, right? But the fact of the matter is our Constitution, with we the people, is based on self-rule and self-responsibility. John Whitehead is with us, constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. Hey, John, good morning. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Bill? Thanks a lot.
Hey, I'm doing fine. John is former military officer. This story of Afghanistan, so many chapters yet to be written. The final chapter has not been written on this. And I'm sure you are like so many of us, former military, whose hearts are so wounded and embarrassed at the same time because of what's happened and what is happening in Afghanistan, even at this very moment.
Yes, I am. I feel that it's something that's been coming a long time, by the way. I mean, again, as a former infantry officer, I saw some things that I didn't like when I was in the service during the Vietnam era, and what I was told by returning officers, colonels, and stuff that I talked to later, that said some things to me that really frightened me about how they were worried that the war efforts were basically some kind of money-making venture for the contractors and stuff that were over there, and they were concerned at that time. But boy, you can see it now. I mean, it's just listen, what blows my mind seeing Taliban soldiers sitting in American aircraft.
Yes.
Looking at cameras with a big grin on their face. I'm going, we left over 70 aircraft, over 100 attack vehicles there, helicopters, so they can use them. So yeah. It's, quite inept, Bob would say that. And again, it's I didn't see it during my time, that kind of action. I saw some other stuff I didn't like, but this it's a warning. I think the American people should take it that way. It's watch out. You know, we have 1.3 million American men and women on duty across the world, 200,000 stationed overseas. We have spent $81 billion. Listen to this, $81 billion. This country, out of our taxpayer funds, just to protect oil supplies. That's what we're doing in many of those countries. And I mean, I can tell you some horror stories if you want to hear a few. But recently, I had an Air Force pilot tell me he left the military. He was a gung ho military dude, you know. Graduated into the top of his class at the Air Force Academy, and he said, "I had to get out." And I said, "Why?" He's here in America now. We still converse, but he said he was being driven by his corporal. You know, the officers are driven by corporals and privates around in their jeeps, and he said, "We're passing an oil at a field." He said, "What's that?" And the private said, "Oh, that's the opium." It was guarded by American troops. He said,
"Oh my God!"
He went and protested. And said, "I'm leaving the service. Do something about this, or I'm getting out." And so they let him out of the service, and he came back to America. But that was a $600 billion a year industry, by the way. There's something going on here, you know. I mean, what did James Madison say? "I keep warning people, the guy who wrote our Bill of Rights, we optimists trust all those in power." You know, and when money starts calling the shots, and it calls the shots in a lot of this, that when we're spending $81 billion a year protecting oil supplies around the world, is that military action? What are we doing, you know? And we have not listened to history. I mean, Dwight Eisenhower warned us, beware of the military-industrial complex. Five-star general. He said, beware of the military-industrial complex. What he was talking about was a military-industrial. Industrial means money-making. They should not make money off war, or you're going to see more of these collapses happen.
Exactly. And you see more war.
I mean, listen, there was just a drone strike last week in Afghanistan. It killed 7 children ages from 2 to 10, a drone strike. What are we doing? And I keep telling Americans, it's your money they're spending, folks. And they're bankrupting the country at the same time. This country's on the verge of bankruptcy. We owe more money to China and Japan than any country in the world. I mean, we're getting money from China, which is a totalitarian regime, which rounds up people and puts them in concentration camps. Yeah. So what kind of country are we? Who's running the government? Is it good, moral? You raise the word moral. Mm-hmm. Are we being ruled by moral people or people who are there to get one thing, money? What's the Bible say? The love of money is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing today.
Yeah. We've become amoral. Our language,
amoral,
cancel culture. Exactly. This is where we are.
We're destroying a beautiful. Listen, when I talk, you know, again, growing up as a young kid, when I talked to people that would come from other countries here, we came to America because it was the land of the free. And that's how they phrased it.
Mm-hmm.
You come here today, you mean, whatever, you know, the way they're arresting people, shooting people, you know, I mean, we have the largest prison population in the world is run by private businesses who make money off of people in prison. So you're right. I would say it's an immoral country, totally immoral, and that's the people running it. And it's time for people to take a stand against this. If not, then, I mean, you either fight evil or you... You can't fight it by ignoring it. So what do? You have to face it.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't appease it. You can't ignore it. You've got to go head to head. And because at the very root of all this, a corrupt government, this chaos that's happening in our classrooms, it's reflected in the marriages, in the family units across the country today, John.
Yep.
I mean, this
yep.
thing is just, it has gotten so pervasive that people are just, you know, they're like that that illustration of the very comfortable frog in the boiling water.
Exactly.
And we're all being cooked here, you know?
Slowly, yes.
Yeah, yeah. This is the reality of our world today. And for those of you that have at least enough sense to say, what the heck is going on here? You know, I applaud you. You know, it all begins with some critical thinking and critical questions. And as John asked earlier, you know, is your government serving you? Are they really serving our best interests or their interests? You know, it's the old saying, John, you know, just follow the money. Boy, and there's plenty of money when it comes to that military-industrial complex, as we found out, and we're realizing what's going on. But I'm like you. I was rather appalled to watch the Taliban wearing the American uniforms, holding our munitions,
exactly,
sitting in our airplanes. It's disgusting. We've got more from John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute after this. Stay with us.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As more tragic news comes out daily about the crisis in Afghanistan, we at the Tide Ministry urge Christians to pray unceasingly for our fellow believers trapped in a war-torn country. It's easy to feel lost or confused under extreme persecution, even though we know that God is in control. We believe it was part of God's plan to place the Tide Ministry in Afghanistan earlier this year, so that believers who now desperately need the encouragement of God's Word can hear it in their own language through the radio. Please continue to pray for our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan and stand with them, trusting God to use even the darkest circumstances for His own glory. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent we are. Good to have you with us as we come to you live from Kaanapali Bay in Maui, Hawaii. And our guest host here, the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Boy, I'll tell you, John Whitehead, you and Nisha got to come here. This is unbelievable. They've really done a great job in renovation. They got a new restaurant that they put on the water's edge that is just tremendous. And the food is awesome here. And we're just, enjoying the grandkids for a couple of more days. And then we head back back east, circumventing some of these storms that have been going on. I mean, I'm, heartbroken as well for our friends in New Orleans now, people up in the East Coast, New York, getting flooding, people dying from the floods and that. It's just absolutely devastating, what's happening, in our country there. So, our prayers continue. And, of course, COVID continues to run rapid. We had a dear friend of ours in his mid-50s, and he had been vaccinated. And he just passed, John. So, the danger of COVID is still there. It's real. The science is still very confusing, and I understand people's hesitancy and confusion over it all. I mean, even here in the state of Hawaii, have you ready for this, John? The lieutenant governor is on with an ad almost every hour telling everybody that if we get 95% of the people to wear masks, then we'll defeat COVID. I don't know where is that coming from that he says that. And so what happens is the people here, the Aloha spirit's a little on edge right now. And if you
we've had quite a few calls from Hawaii. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you go into a place without a mask, boy, they're quick to tell you. I mean, it's like the mask Nazis are out in number. And again, I appreciate the sensitivity, but it's just like, when you're used to coming to Hawaii and you have a very, kind of a laissez-faire, aloha spirit, as they say, and as one writer here calls it, the anoha spirit right now. Because people are wired a little tight, and on one hand, I don't blame them for all the news and the way it's, the stuff's being out there. But this faux science is really revving up the people, and you and I have talked about this before. It's all to an expected end. I mean, this is an expected objective for the powers to be to scare the holy what have you out of the people, right?
It gets control of people, fear. Yeah. And I've said it before, Hermann Göring, who was one of Hitler's chief generals at the Nuremberg trials, they were ready to sentence him. One of the judges asked him, why was Nazism so effective in Germany? He looked back and said, it wasn't Nazism, it was fear. He says, fear will control everybody, and the government can control anything they want as long as you get the people fearful. And we're not only seeing it with COVID, we're seeing it with everything today. I mean, this is not the country I grew up in.
Yeah, exactly.
People are afraid of government officials now. They're afraid of the police. They're afraid of all this. So they're afraid of saying certain words on the internet. I mean, we're living a total surveillance culture. This is not the America. I mean, we only have, I'm telling people, a decade in which freedom is going to exist at all. I mean, it's sooner or later it's going to get closed out with the way that the younger generation is being raised. They're being raised that they don't know the Bill of Rights. They're not taught the Constitution. And they're addicted to screen devices, which are run by people who want one thing, money and control.
Exactly. Yeah, it's part and parcel of the whole program. And you speak of Germany. The studies afterwards realized that only 10% of Germany were Nazis. 10% controlling 90%. To your point, all through fear. Very powerful.
Fear.
Very powerful
fear.
Emotion.
Fear works. I've seen it over and over, and it's going to take some quick action. I'm trying to get people excited. To a local level, you can do a lot of good things, but people are sitting and watching. The average American watching 150 hours of screen devices a month. If we're doing that, we're going to lose. They want you in your house watching. And the lockdown, I'm sorry, but the lockdowns and all that, they want virtual education. I mean, Bill Gates, you know what he said? What do you need schools for if you have virtual education?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going, what? We want human communication, and you're right, moral people, people who speak truth, right and wrong. There is right and wrong in the world, and the people who wrote our Constitution knew that, and once you lose that, I mean, you can control anybody, any nation that has absolutely no morals or immoral, and that's where we're at right now. It's going to get worse, in my opinion.
Well, and the thing, speaking of Bill Gates, I mean, his principles are such that the Earth cannot sustain the population that it currently has. I mean, that's very dangerous right there. That's eugenicist thinking. You know, you might as well go in bed with Margaret Sanger, though, Bill Gates. I mean, this is nuts, you know, but this is the kind of thinking that's out there and what has been indoctrinating our kids. And the thing is, John, I go back to that old Pennzoil commercial. It says, you can pay me now or pay me later. And the idea is the sooner that you take care of the problem, the easier it is. And what I'm concerned with is, you know, like you, is that this has been going on for decades, that when the American people finally wake up and say, we got to do something about this. I mean, you've got local, you know, officers that have been militaried up. You've got officers that have made that commitment to say they have no problem whatsoever shooting a civilian. You know, the armament of which, you know, that you've been pointing out all the time, these no-knock raids that continue at the level of what you said last year, 80, something like 80,000.
SWAT team raids, 80,000 annually. And the mainstream media, you know, CNN, they don't cover that.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't exist.
Right.
And so we become sort of oblivious to the problems. But what first really, you know, again, is just really studying things years ago when I started really studying the Roman Empire, and I quoted it in my commentary this week when I bring all the troops home. It's the idea that the Roman Empire collapsed because they extended their empire around the world, ran their government bankrupt, and they were totally immoral. I mean, these were the Romans, you know, were feeding Christians to the lions.
Yes.
And people were cheering it. They were cheering it.
And well, just like with the Taliban, right? Just like in Afghanistan, they were in Iraq before that. You know, they had these stadiums and where they were beating these women and killing people, and it was like, my goodness, this is Romanesque. You had people in these stadiums just cheering on this kind of, you know, Sharia, you know, the enforcement of Sharia law, which is still shocking. I mean, and, you know, you think about some of these young girls, you know, for 20 years, they grew up with a little bit of a sense of liberty. And then now it's like, well, here's your burqa. Oh, and by the way, here's your new husband. Husband, what? No, I'm in school. I don't got time for that. No, yeah, this is your husband. Well, he looks kind of rough. He's a Taliban, right? Well, yeah, you're a trophy of the war, you know, so. And they have no show.
Yeah, I agree with you on leaving all that military equipment there. It was just shocking. I mean, that was either, listen, I'm not sure it was a blunder. Again, we often mistrust all those in power. I mean, I look at that kind of thing and I say, listen, I worked in the military. The military is trained very well, especially those, the higher up, the colonels and the generals and the majors. They know better than that. And so something happened there. And we have not been told the truth. And you're not going to hear the truth coming out of this administration, in my opinion, at all. You're not going to hear anything. They're going to do as much as they can to obliterate the truth and move on to the next crisis. And the crisis is, you know, all we have is a crisis. We've got everything we're looking at, storms, COVID, all this stuff. People are totally blown away. And what's the next thing coming down the pike? We don't know what they're doing.
Right,
but
exactly.
I'll guarantee you that. Here's the thing. I've told people this over the years. There have been detailed studies that show that Washington, D.C., who runs the power there, there was a study done by Northwestern and Princeton University of who controls Washington, D.C. They did 20 years of studies of laws and all policies that were passed in Washington, D.C. It was 585 billionaires that run everything in that area, the so-called deep state. It does exist. It runs things, and it only wants one thing, money and control. That's why you see what you're seeing today. And when you have Amazon and the big corporations like Facebook working with the federal government, their 17 intelligence agencies, maintaining their intelligence cloud, and working with all the spy and the surveillance, they're part of the surveillance state. So we're ruled by what I call a corporate elite.
Yeah, and they have bought all these politicians. They've got them in their back pocket.
They got them
and
in their back pocket, yeah.
And if you think Joe Biden is clean, I mean, with Biden Inc. and the Clinton Foundation and on, this is all what John is talking about. Exactly.
Some of these guys go in with no money. They come out billionaires.
Yeah, it's, hey, look, it's... Hey, the game's on us. I mean, we think we have a government up for by we the people, and they want us to think that. But meanwhile, they're happy in control, and the ruling elite moves on. John Whitehead, constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute. Check out his latest commentary right there on his website.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75%. With a 1.98 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Family and friends of dozens of students from Sacramento, California have made a desperate plea for help to ensure their loved ones stuck in Afghanistan return home safely. American leaders made the tactical decision to leave Americans behind with the fall of Kabul, Afghanistan. Officials with the San Juan Unified School District in Sacramento confirmed a total of 29 students are stuck in Afghanistan. In addition, dozens of students from El Cajon, a suburb east of San Diego, were also stranded in Afghanistan. The National Weather Service recorded 3.15 inches of rain in Central Park in 1 hour overnight. The remnants of Hurricane Ida continue to create havoc in the Northeast over the past 24 hours. Heavy winds, drenching rains, and at least one tornado also battered Pennsylvania and New Jersey, collapsing the roof of a U.S. Postal Service building and threatening to overrun a dam east of Pittsburgh. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, the Supreme Court votes 5-4 to leave Texas abortion law in place. Chief Justice John Roberts dissented along with the court's three liberal justices. This is written by Fox News, and I find it quite interesting, or at least it's on their website. And just listen to the language. It says, a deeply divided Supreme Court is allowing a Texas law that bans most abortions to remain in force for now, stripping, they put this, stripping most women of the right to an abortion in the nation's second largest state. It strips women. It doesn't say anything about, you know, protecting a child, but it strips women of this right to an abortion. Pretty crazy that we allow women the right to kill people, but that's what we do, and how it's phrased. You see, the language of our culture today in its so-called woke thinking, it's all very subtle how it creeps in and how it just breaks down these barriers that allow the consideration that, you know, when you think about it on its face, that you want to give the women the right to kill a child. I mean, forget about the man. The man's not even involved in this conversation. You know, the fathers? Aren't we involved? No, I guess not. It's just all about the women. And this appointed right by an activist Supreme Court in 1973 that supported Roe v. Wade. They really passed the laws, what they did. And the legislature, you know, according to the Constitution, you know, they should have been jumping up. It's not there. And it's interesting because then when it comes the other way around, where Congress doesn't do a law, I mean, you know, then you get the Supreme Court, you know, on a whim, I guess, you know, whatever feels right and this sort of thing. Then they will say, well, no, you need a law on this. Well, we need a law on Roe v. Wade, but we didn't get it. And so now here it is. So Texas and all this groundswell that's going on. And, you know, we've had these conversations with Dr. Alveda King, Abby Johnson, on and on, is that there is an organic groundswell that is threatening to Planned Parenthood and other abortion factories and abortionists, is that the groundswell is that women especially, and now an increasing number of men, according to Jason Jones, are waking up to the reality of what abortion is. You know, we were all told, oh, it's just excess skin. It's like a tumor. It's inconsequential, no big deal. Well, after all these years and the experience that women have had with abortion, oh, it's supposed to be safe and rare, right? How many? But we don't hear about the numbers of women who are rushed to hospitals, and this is why there was a movement here not that long ago to make sure that abortion facilities, they had doctor privileges at emergency hospitals so that, you know, because this was coming up. I mean, why would they even talk about that? Why was it even brought to the forefront? Because of all the problems they were having, and women were dying in the process. And you know, and here the argument is, I hadn't heard it for a while, but the old argument came back of, well, you know, this happens. We've got hangars and alleys, you know, they're going to, come on. And just like then, they knew, you talk about how rare, that was very rare that women were using hangers, okay? But this is the emotional fear argument, like John Whitehood was talking about, and what people buy into. And we just kind of, oh, okay, you know, we kind of go along with it. But now the women who have gone through an abortion are coming back and saying, hey, it's not all cracked up to be. This idea that it's rare, this idea that it's just, you know, tissue, it's meaningless tissue. You know, if that's the case, why am I so bothered? Why is it that I feel like I've done something immoral? And when I look at the science today, because we're supposed to follow the science, right? Well, I guess, you know, those on the left would only want us to follow the science that they approve of, because they're the arbiters of the truth, right? And so, but when you follow the true science of what happens in abortion, I mean, this is what converted Abby Johnson. You know, she was, you know, running an office, running a facility for Planned Parenthood, and everything was rolling along, and she believed in the idea of women's rights, protecting, you know, women, and yada, 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 and bought into that argument when she was in college. Well, she ends up one day, they call her in, they're shorthanded, and they need some help. And she saw what actually happened in, you know, during the procedure, where the child is dismembered. And she sees that it's not just a little bit of tissue. In consequence, this is an actual human being that's being dismembered. And she could see the child resisting and knowing that its space was being violated. And it was, in a sense, trying to fight for its very life as it was being sucked out of the mother's womb up into the machinery in the containers and, you know, just aborted. And this was so devastating for her that she had to leave. She could not stay associated with Planned Parenthood, and she left. And, of course, since then has, you know, has established organizations to support other women who used to work for Planned Parenthood to give them an out, to give them an exit, because they, too, were realizing the truth, this idea of protecting women and what Planned Parenthood was doing, because she could see, again, that axiom, you know, I refer to John as we were just talking with the Rutherford Institute. It's all about the money. I mean, this is, sadly, we've given up our freedom. We've given up this great American idea, this idea that God has blessed us with, that we were able to bless so many other nations with. And we've surrendered it for the sake of consumerism and money. And I say that, you know, the kids have an idea here. They're not all wrong, you know, in terms of our consumeristic behavior and what it's done to our society and what others do. You know, we've got nations outside of this country who look at us and just think, God, you know, oh, the West, all they're worried about is just the latest fashions and the latest things to buy. And, you know, we're just chasing the almighty dollar. And we think that that's somehow some sort of prize. But at what cost? What are we giving up? You know, our sense of morality, our sense of family, you know, the real values of what life is all about. You know, we don't value life. Look at the millions of babies, over 60 million babies that have been executed in the name of abortion and women's rights at this altar of convenience, because so many, you know, that was the convenient thing to do. I mean, you hear some of these celebrities talk, oh, I'm so glad I had an abortion. You know, I wouldn't be the star I was today if I'd brought a child, you know, into this world and that sort of thing. I mean, it's wow. I mean, you wonder if that child could speak, if that child had a voice, what would that child say? Hey, Mom, I'm really glad you killed me. You're a big star. You know, wow, this is so cool. I'm sitting there, you know, just in the ether somewhere, non-existent, and just looking down the earth. And I'm just so proud of you that you exterminated my life so that you could have this just glorious Hollywood lifestyle. That's just awesome. You know, is that the value of human life? Is this the value of what, you know, a country that offers such a unique governance on paper anyway, more so on paper these days, sadly, than in practical application? This is the heartbreak of it all. And this is the hypocrisy of it all at the same time. And we wonder why, sometimes we wonder why, well, why do people think about America this way? Well, you know, we just fail to take a deep, we take it for granted that somehow we're just so special because of, you know, the kind of wealth that we've accumulated. And, you know, and we've helped people. I mean, there's a lot of well-meaning ministries and, you know, groups. I mean, you know, like right now, a portion of the planet is going through some very tough times in the United States, outside, because of natural disasters. And it's been in our DNA, you know, from our early beginnings to help, to pay it forward. When there is a disaster, a national disaster that occurs, whether it's in this country or outside, we run to it. And we're there to help and support and, you know, to help people get back on their feet again, whether it's in Haiti, whether in South Africa. I mean, go right on down the list, even places in the United States. It's our very heart that does it. But then again, being the complex human being that we are, we are where we are today in this modern America, sadly, in so many ways. We've got more coming up.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina!
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Jerry Newcomb joins us now. Hey, Jerry, sorry about this. We had little technical problems that were probably more between my ears and not having your correct phone number. So I apologize for keeping you waiting.
That's crazy. You've called me enough times. We'll have to work that out off the air.
Well, yeah. It wasn't your fault, Jerry. I'm on the road. I'm on the road, and I know you're going to feel for me because I'm in Maui, Hawaii with the grandkids. And
oh, wow. Here today, going to Maui.
Yeah, that's it. Here's where I am. So we're having a great time with the grandkids. But the other thing is because our show is live, 9 to noon Eastern, right? Well, by the time you get to Hawaii, it's like 3 to 6 o'clock in the morning. So very, very early here. But it's all good. You know, nothing wrong with that. But, you know, I was talking while we were trying to get our phone numbers and, you know, corrected and everything was this new Supreme Court decision that came down. That, you know, skulls are exploding over, you know, regarding, you know, the abortion law, Texas abortion law, and the reality of what women organically are responding after all these years of experience, you know, 60 million babies down the road and the big lie that was thrust upon them that, oh, it was all about hangers and this was going to be something that was rare and safe, and it's been neither. And not to mention the fact that it's nothing as inconsequential as they wanted everybody to believe, that, oh, it's just a little bit of tissue and everything. Well, after all these millions of babies that have been aborted and lives that have been affected and women realizing, you know, like they tell me, they go, if that was the case, why is my heart still breaking for my child that I know would have been 13 today? And until the day they die, Jerry, they're carrying this with them. And the thing is, again, as I say, it's not just the women. But we're hearing this from guys now, Jerry. You know, guys' hearts.
Yeah, you know,
are
it's
saying,
interesting.
You know?
Years ago, Father John Powell, who taught at Loyola in Chicago, And he wrote one of the early books about abortion. And he may have written that as early as the 70s. And, of course, Roe v. Wade was 1973. But he once said that when a woman has an abortion, she either becomes guilty or hard. And the first symptom that you were describing a moment ago was the guilty type scenario. But the other scenario is an important one, too, because people's hearts can become hardened and they become even more emphatically for abortion. It's interesting you would use the phrase skulls were exploding, in opposition to this new law, but this means less skulls of unborn babies will be exploding, inside the womb as they, there'll be less dismemberment and less, killing of the unborn babies.
And sale of body parts. I mean, here you've got Lyla Rose who catches... Yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. Lyla Rose, who founded Live Action, she has a new last name because she got married recently, but God bless her. And anyway, she produced a series of videos about 3 or 4 years ago that just dealt with the how abortions are done. This is, we're not just talking about a word. We're talking about blood and human flesh here, certainly developing human flesh. Even the most hardened atheist would have to agree to that this is a developing human being. And so anyway, so in her series on how the abortions are done, and it got, by the way, at one point, 85 million views through social media, and it just showed that every single one, it takes something to kill that unborn baby, that preborn baby. And then you mentioned baby body parts. Well, David DeLeiden and his associates created a series of underground videos, or not underground, but undercover videos 6 years ago, centerformedicalprogress.org. And they basically, those videos document that baby body parts are being procured in these abortions. The abortions are even done in ways to keep the baby body parts as pristine as possible so that they're able to sell those baby body parts.
Yeah, so they could get a Lamborghini. She wanted a Lamborghini.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. So they could get rich. A lot of abortion boils down to money. I know that there's probably some people who think, oh, well, it's the kind thing, it's a compassionate thing to allow for women's rights or whatever to have abortions and so forth. But the reality is that a lot of this just really gets back to money. And people are using, you just used a moment the word rare, that the prediction would be that, abortion would be safe, legal, and rare. But it's become anything but rare. And
exactly. And not so safe either, Jerry. Not so safe either.
Not so safe either. Yeah, and the interesting thing about David DeLeiden is that recently he, with the help of the Thomas More Society, which has been defending him for all his legal problems for doing these expose videos, he provided a friend of the court brief on behalf of the Dobbs case, which is working its way through the courts. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to look at this Mississippi law, which could have the possibility of overturning Roe v. Wade. And his perspective is unique. You think about it. He did all those videos showing that these baby body parts are being procured for research and science. So think about it this way. On the one hand, the left says, well, it's not a baby. It's not a developing baby necessarily. It's a blob of tissue.
Yeah,
okay, exactly. It's a blob of tissue, and yet laboratories are willing to spend lots of money, good money, to get hearts from those blob of tissues, to get kidneys from them, to get livers, to get brains.
To create a vaccine for COVID, Jerry. All three vaccines involved aborted fetal tissue. Think about that.
Oh, wow.
Every single one.
Even really hard to digest. I've heard that accusation made about the J&J one.
All three. I thought Dr. John Zemarek, because I thought ignorantly, I thought that two out of three, that Johnson Johnson was the only one that, Johnson Johnson was the only one not involved. And John challenged me. He says, Bill, no, you need to check into it. And I did. I did a deeper dive. All three involved. And so I said, well, that's it. I can't take the vaccine. Just for religious conscience sake, I cannot take the vaccine. And, but that's my personal choice. Go ahead.
Yeah, and this is something for your listeners to know. FirstLiberty.org, as a Christian ministry, legal group, and so forth, one of the things that they're helping people with is if they have a religious objection to taking a vaccine, then FirstLiberty.org, can help you walk through that process and to fill it out in such a way that you can conscientiously object from it.
Exactly.
And have a chance at keeping your job or have a chance at keeping your going into
right,
a
exactly.
Restaurant.
Well, Jerry,
or something like that.
Yeah. The other thing, let me tell you this, and you don't have to answer that question either. It's one of the questions they ask you is, have you ever been vaccinated? So they're trying to nullify your religious conscience because when you were a child, you got vaccinated. And so that negates your adult decision to not be involved with this vaccine. Now, I will say this, because I don't want people to think that I'm just totally irresponsible. The other thing was that back in March, I did contract the virus.
Now you have antibodies.
Exactly. And I immediately went to my personal doctor. We did studies. We broke it down. He said, Bill, where you are right now, your T-cell immunities is better than being vaccinated. Do not take any medication that you don't need. And that was I'm sharing with you against HIPAA law or, HIPAA advisement, but I'm sharing just for practical purposes. I don't want people to think, oh, well, Martinez is just over the top. He's being reckless. He doesn't care about COVID. No, I care about COVID. In fact, I lost a dear friend here just this past week in his mid-50s. He had been vaccinated. And the latest variant took him out. And if you saw him before, Jerry, he was in good shape. He was a hardworking guy. He worked for Publix. And, he was very healthy. And, in his mid-50s, I believe. And here he is. He's gone. So,
COVID-19 thing is just unbelievable what it's done. Think about it. Trump, out of power. A year ago, Trump and Governor Cuomo, former Governor Cuomo and Governor Newsom, all three, looked like they were going to be reelected and so forth. And here we are a year later off, after all the shutdown, the pandemic and so forth. And Newsom looks like he's about to be recalled, which would be a great thing because we've gotten to the point where, big government doesn't work. Big socialist government doesn't work. Free market solutions are much, much better. Free enterprise. Let people have
without
freedom.
Exactly.
So anyway, it's an incredible time that we're living in. And all I can say is that, thank God for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who gave his life for us so that we can have eternal life if we turn from our sins, repent, and trust in Jesus Christ and him alone and what he did for us on the cross. As Paul said, St. Paul, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. So this life itself has lots to offer, and how much more the next life if you are in Christ. If you're not in Christ, well, then just recognize that you will have to bear the penalty for your own sins.
And without a doubt,
he's the executive. So foolish to not receive Christ.
Dr. Jerry Newcomb has been our guest. Jerry's always appreciated. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Oh, okay, you too.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you